Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For those joining us on the radio side of our program, thank you all for joining us for another great hour in WYAD 94.1 FM in Mississippi. For those joining us online, we're glad you all could join us for another great segment. Rebecca S. Cole is making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about her literary journey, but what it's been like for her to be able to share with all of you in the book Women's Voices. We're going to talk to her not only about the family she introduces us to, but also what it was like for her to be able to write them into some very difficult and challenging situations that, unfortunately, a lot of people today can definitely relate to. A lot of them, though, are tied to the past and the role that the past has on a lot of us. We'll talk to Rebecca not only about what her goal was for the book, but also what it's been like for her to hear from readers as well. Rebecca, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Thanks for having me.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. Congratulations to you on Women's Voices. As I said, we'll be telling our audience a little bit later how they can get the book for themselves. But, Rebecca, what has this journey been like for you, to not only to have written this book, but now to be able to share it with the world the way you've been able to?
Yes, it's been a long journey, Cyrus. It has been a lifelong dream of mine to become a published author. I've been writing for years, and I had to table it a couple of times, but now it's my debut novel, and I'm really excited to share it with the readers.
Yeah. You know, the thing about when I was reading Women's Voices, the thing that struck me was how it's so funny how different we may see ourselves from people, but how when you get to know other people's stories, you realize it really how connected you really are. And that definitely is true when it comes to family, for sure. Was that one of the things for you when you initially started writing the book, about how no matter how people may see themselves, that we all have more in common than we realize?
I absolutely wanted to make the characters relatable, and we all have family drama. We all have family issues, and these family members here in the Miller family and Women's Voices, I wanted to showcase just how things can operate behind the scenes, in secret, in people's lives and issues that they deal with. And I do believe that all of their issues in the novel were relatable to all demographics, and it's just to showcase that people have everyday common issues, and we can all come together, connected, in reading Women's Voices and kind of relate to these characters.
Right. I think that is so interesting. You know, one of the characters, Betty Lou, says to another one of the characters, Janetta, "We all make choices, and your choices led you here." Let's talk about the choice to write. I mean, when did you first realize that writing was something that you were interested in, Rebecca?
Oh, I was at a very young age always caught reading in my room or writing short stories and poetry, things like that. Writing has always been an escape for me. The imagination is really a wonder. It takes you to places that you can escape your everyday life, or you can create situations and have total control of the outcome. And that's what I love about writing and developing characters, because I'm in control of how the story's going to end. So writing is a creative outlet for me, and I'm just really overjoyed with all the responses that I've been getting regarding my debut novel.
Yeah, and another thing is, you know, the title is Women's Voices, and you're able to give us different perspectives of women, but you wrote it in third person. Did you know going in that you were going to be able to give us not only a snapshot of each one of these women in the family, but allow us to be able to see it not just through their voices and through their eyes, but through the eyes of those around them?
Yes, I was hoping to definitely translate that from a third-person point of view, as in me telling the story on the behalf of the characters. I did toy with the idea of writing in first person for each chapter, but I decided to go ahead and have a narrative voice in third person. So I did mull over that for a while, and even tapped into some of my friends and pilot readers, asking them how they prefer to read books, in first person or third person or omnipresent. So I wanted to be able to shed light on their thoughts, their journey, and their struggles through the third person voice. And I thought that translated better.
Yeah. We have heard a lot of times, Rebecca, about the sins of the father. You know, do they necessarily have to translate to the children? Of course, in this case, we have the sins of the mother, or supposed sins of the mother, and the decisions of the mother, and how it impacts, of course, the way that she has been able to live her life, as well as, of course, how that has been translated to her children as well. Do you think that kind of taps into what is the ultimate fear of, you know, I think sometimes that a lot of people, I kind of related to an escaped fugitive who has been out, has kind of tried to kind of get in back with society, but is always looking over their shoulder wondering if someone's going to figure out who they are or what they've done. Was that kind of what went into your kind of creating this character that is Janetta?
Absolutely. Janetta has a dark past. Her sins of the past, as you put it, led her to make some adult decisions early on. And I do wanted to showcase that as well, that the reason why she behaves the way she does is because she has this dark past, she has these secrets, and she does fear that she would lose the respect of her daughters, Colette, Dawn, and Phyllis in the book, and the respect of everybody around her if they really knew what she had to endure early on in her young adult life. So, yeah, Janetta definitely has some dark secrets that she wasn't willing to share, but eventually they're on the road. The Miller family's on the road to redemption.
Yeah, I think that is going to be the thing for people to be able to look forward to. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Rebecca S. Cole is our guest for this segment. We're talking with her not only about her new book, Women's Voices. We'll be telling you a little bit later how you can get it for yourself, but also what it was like for her to be able to bring this family, the Miller family, to life. You mentioned earlier about the readers, about the early readers in particular, but now, of course, that the book is available for others to read. I mean, what has that part of the journey been like for you, Rebecca? It's one thing for you to be able to see a dream come true in publishing a book. What has it been like for you to see the way that people are responding to it?
Yes, Cyrus, I am completely humbled and overjoyed by the responses that I've received, even the Amazon, comments out there, and the support that I've received from close friends and family, but my new readers, it's just absolutely, I'm elated. I even have global readers, which I found even more shocking, that I find that my book has been purchased in United Kingdom and Canada and France and other countries. And I'm like, wow, this is my debut novel. And I guess the characters are just that relatable. And there's a story here to be told about women's voices and how women are truly the backbone of families, and we get things cracking and going and operating in our households along with dealing with all types of struggles. And the support and responses that I've received from readers have been more so like, okay, where's part two? Okay, who's next? And I'm like, oh, you guys really want to invest in the Miller family. So, you know, that's very much so spiraled me into continue writing about the Miller family.
Right, right. Well, you know, I think that's an interesting thing. I mean, I think that the funny thing is when I talk to authors on this program is when it may take them a year or so to write a book, and then, of course, it's released. And then, you know, us crazy readers, we sometimes can read them in a day or two or a week, and then we automatically expect you to come out with the next one as soon as possible. I mean, is that pressure that you welcome because of the fact that, for one, of course, it means they enjoyed the story, but then, of course, there is the expectation of, okay, can I write something that's going to equal what they got from this one?
I do. It's amazing. And that really was not the plan, quite honestly, Cyrus. I do have three other books that I'm eager to publish because I've been writing for years. But based on the numerous responses that I've received from the readers, I have a prequel that I plan on putting out at the end of this year, having that released about Janetta's early life, because I do believe if you showcase the matriarch of the family and expose how she came to be this grown adult that she is in Women's Voices, it'll really shed some light on why she behaves the way she does. So, based on on the responses, honestly. I said, well, the pressure's on to continue the Miller family, and that really wasn't the plan. But it's exciting because I do have a lot more in store to share with this family.
Yeah. Well, it definitely gives people something to be able to look forward to. You know, as far as, you know, you mentioned your readers, one of the ways that you've been able to stay connected with them, Rebecca, and we've actually been using it as well and even telling people you were coming on the program is through social media. That's been one of the great ways I tell people when we use it responsibly, you know, social media can be an amazing thing. What has that part of the experience been like for you? Because you have people who are joining you on Facebook and Twitter and being able to connect with you there. I mean, what has that part of the journey been like for you in real time to be able to hear from people and what they think of the book?
Absolutely. It is a very humbling experience. And when I created my author page for Women's Voices, I'm like, well, we'll see how many hits I get. And then, you know, all of a sudden I'm getting all these likes and comments, and I'm like, wow, this is really happening. You know, something that I've dreamed about, something that I've had to table a couple of times due to my life issues, being a mother, graduating from college, things like that, and I do have a regular 9-to-5. And when you connect with people on social media, it's real, and they're available to you for comments, feedback, and I always try to be that author who's going to be responsive. You know, I never want to hide in the shadows and say, yeah, here I am on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, but I don't comment. I always try to engage my readers, and I've been getting out socially and talking to people about my debut novel, Women's Voices, and I'm doing book clubs and having I had my debut book signing release party, and, I mean, just when strangers show up to events like that, it's like, oh, hi, you read my book. So it's really exciting. This has been quite a journey, and I just released it in March. So I'm looking forward to engaging with more people on social media outlets as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, that is one of the great things. And I should say, even though the book is called Women's Voices, I mean, there are characters in here that men will, I think, you know, be able to appreciate as well. Some of them we definitely
Absolutely.
Should not be like Damien. But there are individuals in the book, I think, that we can learn things from. And you know, I want to talk about Don for a moment, because I think Don was in an interesting situation where, you know, you would look at Don and say that, you know, Don had a good situation. Maybe not a perfect situation, but, you know, she ended up in some situations that would definitely cause, you know, anyone to be upset. What was it like for you to kind of create the, you know, not only the dialogue, but the relationship between Dawn and Vine?
Dawn, honestly, is my absolute favorite character because she's a carefree, spirited type of person, and no kids, no husband. She just throws caution to the wind. And I wanted her to be able to have a healthy relationship, though, even though her character is not common or ideal for most people. I wanted her to have a relationship with Vine, someone who's also aspiring in career goals. And, of course, no situation is perfect. So the dialogue between them, he's more of a beta male. He's definitely not an alpha male, as you've read. And Dawn is more of an alpha female. So I wanted to definitely showcase that dynamic in their relationship. And, yeah, they come across some interesting situations where trust is tested and career goals are discussed and even marriage. And they seem to be on two totally different paths, although they've been in a relationship for 3 years. So how does that happen? So I wanted to explore the lack of communication and common interests and goals in their relationship.
Yeah, I think that is the thing. And I think it also shows that there are some good guys out there who will stick it out even when things get difficult. But everyone has their breaking point, I think. And a lot of times we have to wonder, is over really over for sure? You know, there are, of course, other things that go on in the different characters' lives. With Phyllis, and I mentioned Damien, you know, there's the whole thought of having a new life. you know, and what that looks like, and realizing that where you are is not necessarily where you have to stay, that you do have choices. Is that something that you hope your readers appreciate as well, Rebecca, that just as your characters could make decisions and be able to do better, that that's something that they can do too?
Absolutely. I hope the readers do pick up on that, that your story, you're in total control of how your ending is every day. You can make a decision, a good or bad one, in your daily life, but it doesn't have to be the end-all, be-all result. So you have Phyllis and Damien here who have been married and love each other and have twin girls, but they have financial issues. They have some type of trust issues going on here as well. And so as Phyllis discovers the reason why they're in such a financial bind, it really does test their marriage. So, but it doesn't have to be the end of their story, even though in the book they've moved a couple of times and now that they want to be a homeowner. And, you know, these are everyday struggles that people go through. So I'm hoping that my readers can engage and relate to that, that you can make decisions that will end up in a positive way if you just come together, work together, communicate, and have a plan. So Phyllis and Damien are still kind of, you know, in my sequels, I'll definitely show that, you know, they're on the right path, but nothing's ever perfect.
Nothing's ever perfect, and it's a great thing for all of us to be able to remember. Again, everyone, Rebecca S. Cole has been our guest. Great conversation with you, Rebecca. The new book is called Women's Voices. It's available now, of course, through our friends at Amazon.com. And, Rebecca, how can our audience stay connected with you and keep up what's coming up next for you?
Yes, if they would like an autographed copy of my debut novel, Women's Voices, it can be purchased on squareup.com/store. /Rebecca-Cole, and that's Rebecca with no C's. So my name is Biblical. It's Rebekah, and it's also available for my e-readers on Kindle and Amazon. And I do have Facebook and Twitter. The names are the same, Rebecca S. Cole. So I would love to hear from these readers, and I do respond on my social media. So that's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. At Rebecca S. Cole.
All right. So make sure you all are staying connected with Rebecca for sure. Rebecca, thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciate you stopping by.
Cyrus, thanks for having me.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. For our radio audience, you all stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come for you. For those joining us online, though, we are going to lose you. So if you came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Rebecca, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media site. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWebb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWebb. You can click on the link there. I've already tagged Rebecca on Facebook and Twitter. You can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.